Time now for another edition of the NWJHL Player Profile, and the player we are looking at this week is Eric Dettinger of the Fairview Flyers. He is originally from Nampa, Alberta. Of course, the NWJHL season, a bit of a delayed start for the season, and particularly for the Fairview Flyers. They will finally get to their first game in this weekend against Sexsmith, but I guess my first question for you here, Eric, is how you managed to sort of try to kind of keep yourself sort of sharp here as you kind of wait for the season to get going?
Well, it's kind of tough for sure, but I mean, we've been trying to get practices going, and I mean, the guys are still communicating over text and stuff and just keeping together even though we can't play, but yeah, we're going to try and get going this weekend and get a win.
And the first team you're going to be up against this weekend is the Sexsmith Vipers, and I myself haven't seen Sexsmith in action about a week and a half ago. They're a pesky team. They're definitely going to be a much more improved team compared to last season. What do you think is going to be the important for you guys to get a win here on Saturday?
Well, Sexsmith is always a pesky team. They're always hard to beat. I mean, they're not, can't just roll over anybody in this league. It's all pretty close. So we're just going to have to play simple. We haven't played a game in, I don't know, a month maybe. And so we just got to start keeping it simple and just bring it to them, I guess. Yeah.
And, of course, looking at some of your numbers from the last couple of seasons here, you've been the leading scorer for the Flyers the last two seasons, as a matter of fact. What's been sort of the key to your success in terms of, you know, getting points on the board and whatnot? What's kind of been sort of been helping you for the last couple of years?
I mean, just getting the chance to play on the power play, play with some good players. We got lots of good players, skill players on our team, and just working hard. I mean, not the most skilled guy, but it's more just getting your feet moving and getting in the corners and just working hard.
And of course, as we take a look at some of the other parts of your hockey career, you did come up through the the minor hockey scene here in Peace River, including about a year or two with the Peace River Royals as well. How big was that for you in your career, sort of coming up through that program?
Yeah, it was pretty huge. I never played until my third year, but that also helped me. I played for the Midget A, and I got the chance to play a lot of minutes, and that really helped with my progress as a player. And then when I got to play Double A, I was able to shine and play with some good players also. So, yeah, for sure, with Charlie and the Royals, it was a good time and definitely helped me for my hockey career.
And the Royals have managed to get in a few games already this season. Do you still kind of sort of keep tabs on your old team there?
Yeah, I do, actually. I haven't checked at all this year, but for the last couple of years, I've been looking, and I got a couple buddies still on that team, a couple younger buddies, so it's always nice to always check up on them and see how they're doing.
And, of course, as we mentioned a little earlier, Eric, you are originally from the community of Nampa, Alberta, so when you were growing up out there, what were sort of your big sort of hockey influences growing up there?
Well, there's not too much. I'm just on a farm kind of near Nampa. I mean, for hockey influences, I mean, the Flyer Pirates was definitely a huge thing when I was a kid. That was like watching the NHL, so that was definitely a big thing, going to watch like Jason Bouchard and Pat Rowland play for the Pirates. It was always a big thing for my childhood.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we know hockey players, they can sometimes be kind of creatures of habit a little bit. What about you for, like, the pregame routine? Why don't you kind of take us through what you do sort of before every game to get yourself ready to go?
Well, it always starts with just getting your warm-up gear on and then go play some sewer with your teammates, even though you can't do that this year. But that was usually what I would do, and then go for a quick run and a stretch, and so start putting the gear on, always left stuff before right stuff, and tape my stick when I first get to the rink, and that's kind of what I do, I guess.
And what about the pregame meal? Is there a particular pregame meal you like to get in before the game?
I don't really have a specific one, but usually we get together and go to the Pizza Haven restaurant in Fairview and get oven-baked spaghetti. That's usually what I would get, yeah. But we all get together as a team and go eat.
And last but not least, getting to sort of some stuff a little away from the rink there. What about the education? Like, what sort of plans do you have for, you know, maybe schooling or maybe some other hockey to do for, like, after this season? What's kind of in your future plans?
For schooling, I just finished last year. I got my power engineering, my fourth class power engineering in at the Fairview College. And then we actually have a family farm just kind of by Napa where I'm living. So that's what kind of what my I've been doing this year. I've been working on the farm. And for the future, that's mostly my future would be on the farm. And I'm planning on getting my class one drivers in January. So that's kind of my plan. And eventually, hopefully play for the Flair Pirates and senior and, yeah, go from there, I guess.
So it sounds like you got a lot of bleak pans coming up for you. Eric Dettinger of the Fairview Flyers, thanks for joining us here today.